so anxious for the homily that you got up early. Right? Yeah. So, who knows about Our Lady of Lourdes? I should say, who's familiar with the story, the apparition? Okay, some. Some of you have, okay. Well, I'm going to tell you about Our Lady of Lourdes. It's an account, an apparition. So an apparition is a vision of Mary. So there is this girl whose name was Bernadette. She lived in Lourdes. So Lourdes is a town in France, okay? And she grew up really poor, not well educated at all. And on this date, in 1858, so a long time ago, she was out gathering wood for fire for her home. That was one of her chores, was to get wood. So she's going out in the woods, crossing through a river. She takes off her shoes to cross the river. And as she crossed the river, off kind of in the distance a little bit, are these caves, or like grotto-type carvings in the hillside. And in one of these caves, she notices a really bright light. Like the whole cave is just filled with light. Not any of the other ones, but just this one. And lifting her eyes, kind of looking out, she sees this beautiful lady wearing a pure white robe. Lady has a blue sash, a veil over her head. She's holding a rosary, and there's yellow roses at her feet. And so Bernadette's looking at this wondering, what is going on? Can you imagine what that would be like to have one of these visions and not quite know? So the lady then asked Bernadette to pray the rosary. And so Bernadette did, and after that the lady was gone. But Bernadette, there is a tug in her heart that, oh, there is something more to this. And of course, no one believed her story. So when she went home and told her family, told other people, they thought she was just making this all up. They thought she was nuts. So the next Sunday, she goes back to that very same spot. And again, there's the beautiful lady. And the third time that Bernadette went back is when the lady spoke to her and asked Bernadette to come there every day for 15 days, to come back and visit for 15 days, and to tell the priests in that area, to build a chapel on that site, build a church, and to have processions, and to make that a place of prayer. She also asked Bernadette to dig in the ground. The reason she wanted Bernadette to dig was to dig until water started coming up. And so she tried a few spots, it didn't work, and finally all this water started gushing up from the ground. The water that flowed on this date in the 1858 is still flowing today. And I think it's over like 27,000 gallons of water. Can you imagine 27,000 gallons of water every day comes from that spot? It's a miracle. And another part of the story is when Bernadette was talking to the lady, you know, Bernadette said, "Who are you?" That'd be our first question, right? What's going on? Who are you? And the lady said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Now, for us, that may say, okay, that's nice. We celebrate the Immaculate Conception, right? Does anyone know what month? When do we celebrate the Immaculate Conception? Close. What comes before January? December. So December 8th, we celebrate the Immaculate Conception. So for us to hear that, okay, that's nice. But you see, our belief in the Immaculate Conception, which is that Mary was born without sin, that was believed for a long, long time in the church. But it was only 4 years before Bernadette saw this lady that the Pope made it official. So it's a belief we always had, but then the Pope said, yep, we're putting this in the books, we're writing it down, this is what we believe. So Bernadette, being a young girl who didn't really go to school much, would have had no clue what the Immaculate Conception is. Would have had no clue. So for her to come back to her family and use that title and to use that word is proof that this was real, that it was actually Mary, and that our belief in the Immaculate Conception is good. So this is all part of the amazing story of Lourdes. And so to this day, millions of people have gone to this holy place in Lourdes to pray. Popes have gone there. Many people who are sick. There is reported about, I think, like 5,000 or so cures from the waters at Lourdes. Only about 100 of those have been officially approved as miraculous by the church. But there are so many stories of graces received, moments of prayers, experiences of God at that place. So now, what does this mean for us? Because I don't know, has anybody here been to Lourdes? I haven't, but has anybody been there? No? One day we'll go. How about that? Be a field trip. So, for us who haven't been there, who maybe are hearing this story for the first time, what's important for us is the same thing that's important any time we celebrate a Marian apparition or a vision, you know, a celebration of Mary. And that's to remember that part of Mary's request to Bernadette, it was also Our Lady of Fatima who requested of the children there, that we, the faithful, are people of prayer and that we seek repentance. Because you see, it's really easy for us as Catholics who go to church, are faithful, we live our faith, we're in a Catholic school. For those of us who teach, you know, we're teaching the faith, we're ordained. It's really easy to think, well, I don't need conversion. I don't need repentance. I'm a good person. That's for the people who don't come to church. That's for people who aren't Catholic. It's really easy to think those things. But the reality is, we sin. We don't always live the way Jesus wants. We make mistakes. And so, as we go through our life, it's always important to look at those parts of our heart that need to be converted and turned back to God. And we do that through prayer, through the sacraments. Mary helps us do that. You know, Mary says, okay, you need to pray and repent. Well, Mary, as our mother, our spiritual mother, doesn't then just leave us on our own and say, good luck. She helps us. She helps us through events like these apparitions. Mary appeared 18 times to Bernadette, who ended up becoming a nun, actually, and lived a religious life. But it's through these different events that Mary reminds us of how much she loves us, how well connected to Jesus she is, and how much Jesus loves us. That's really the heart of our celebration, is the reminder that we're not abandoned and that God still comes into our world, not just when Jesus was on this earth, not just when he created us, but he comes into our world through Mary. And that site now, that holy place, is a way for people for all time now to encounter God, to be healed, and to receive his grace. And so as you think about your own prayer life, as you think about this celebration today, make today a Mary day or a mom day, if you will. Try to think about, in particular today, the ways that Mary keeps you safe, just like your parents do. Pray to her, ask her for help. And maybe, you know, since Lourdes is a place of healing for people, maybe there's something in your life, whether it's a situation or a person, that needs healing. And let's hold those folks up in prayer in a special way today, praying through the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes. Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us.